Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the Acura TLX.
Yeah, the Acura TLX is kind of a blend. It replaces both the Acura TL and the Acura TSX, both of which were originally really nice cars, but which kind of got kind of lost their focus in subsequent generations. The last generation of the TL was a nice car to drive, but it was a horrible thing to look at. And the TSX, the original one, was probably as much fun as you can have in a little four-door sedan with a four-cylinder engine, you know, on Earth, really. I mean, not as much fun as a BMW M3, perhaps, but just way more fun than it had any right to be. And then the second version, it was heavier. It was more luxurious. It didn't, you know, it wasn't as much fun to drive. So anyway, they've killed them both off and brought in this TLX. And the one I had was the V6 Elite, because they've got two different TLXs now. They've got one that's a four banger and one that's the 3.5 liter V6.
Right.
And I would say don't buy the four banger because it's still going to be underpowered compared with the six. But anyway, very nice car, 290 horsepower for the V6. The only thing I really didn't like about it, besides Honda's usual interface things with the dual LCD screens now, was the 9-speed automatic transmission with paddle shifters. It was clunky. It kind of felt like it was trying to be a dual clutch transmission, but not doing a very good job, which may be kind of interesting because the four banger, you can get a dual clutch transmission. So I would like to try that and see how that works. But unfortunately, they said a different one.
how
doesn't that just figure?
How does that stack up against the competition? And what kind of price are we looking at for this vehicle?
You know, I really like this car. It's great to drive. It's got lots of room, lots of technology. The competition, I guess, would be cars like the BMW 3 Series, the Lexus IS. I think it stacks up against them very well. Even with my angst about the interior, it's still a nicer interior than you're going to get from a BMW. Although that said, too, the BMW will run rings around it on the road as far as a driving machine. So,
right.
You know, six of one half dozen the other.
All right. Jim Breyer's our live 88.5 car crasher. The other vehicle you had was the Honda Fit. What was that like?
Honda's entry-level car. The Fit kind of, I guess it was made necessary because their former entry-level car was the Civic. And as most cars do in subsequent generations, it gets bigger and heavier. So it opened up a space for another small car. This is kind of like Toyota did with the Yaris, which kind of replaced the Corolla when it moved up market. So this one, it starts at around $15,000. The one I had was closer to $20,000. And you know, very nice to drive. Lots of room. And it's got a really nifty back seat that you can even put a bicycle in the back of this thing and drive it around. The things I didn't like about it is it came with a CVT. Honda markets that as saying it's available with a CVT, or you can get the 6-speed manual transmission. Well, guess which I would prefer.
Yeah.
Of course, they sent the CVT, and it has the paddle shifter, so you can pretend it's a manual, but it's not. But that said, it's a nice car to drive, quite a bit of fun, 130 horsepower, as opposed to the Yaris, which we talked about last time, and that's only about 106 horsepower, and you do feel the difference. Where the thing really falls down is the LCD on the center stack. There is no volume knob for the audio system, and the interface is really terrible anyway. But if the passenger wants to adjust the volume, you have to use the touchscreen. It's just kind of a slide pod thing. You would adjust the volume as if it was a smartphone, which is really great until you hit a bump.
So
it needs a knob. Now, to be fair, the steering wheel in the test car that I had has a volume knob on it too, so it doesn't affect the driver that much.
Yeah.
But you know, it seems kind of technology for technology's sake, which is too bad because it's a great car.
And what about the amount of room that's inside? Because it is a very small car, but do you still feel like it's roomy enough on the inside?
Well, I don't usually have a problem with that because I'm about 4'3", but but I did find it quite roomy. Again, I mean, they always say that these things will seat five, and you know, and they will, as long as the three people in the back know each other really well.
Right.
And this one's really no different in that regard. So, I mean, it's roomy enough for this class of car.
Right.
Probably no worse than any other one, and you know, it's a good little car, and it's Honda. It'll probably run forever.
Good stuff. Jim Brazer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find a link for him at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.